Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump back in Washington Friday, a day after his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testified on Capitol Hill. A whistleblower complaint that's now the center of an impeachment inquiry into Trump, also taking center stage during Thursday's hearing. The complaint says the president sought help from the Ukrainian president in digging up dirt about a potential presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
New questions for President Trump as the American public gets the first look at the whistleblower complaint outlining a number of concerns about Trump's call with Zelensky, including allegations White House officials covered up the details.
The complaint states that the White House tried to lock down all records of the call.
House Democrats had threatened to take the nation's top intelligence official to court to obtain the complaint. McGuire said he had respected the legal rights of the presidency in an unprecedented situation.
We're advised that much of the information in the complaint was, in fact, subject to executive privilege, a privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
McGuire acknowledged the whistleblower was credible and right to come forward, but refused to address concerns Trump meddled with the process. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Trump has dismissed the complaint and investigation. The Trump administration is proposing to accept a maximum of 18,000 refugees in the coming year. That would be the lowest refugee ceiling in the country's history, according to the U.S. State Department. If the government follows through, 2020 will be the third year of significant cuts to refugee resettlement under President Trump. This is VOA News. Russia said Friday it had detained more than 260 North Korean fishermen.